So one is chayev not only if he is eikir mitchilas dalet leseiv dalet noshes rabim, even if he is eikir noshes hayochid and he crosses it and he crosses the noshes rabim dalet ames, and then he's maniach in another noshes hayochid, he's also chayev. And from that loshen isuki, it's mashma not like Menachem Zemde. So it's mashma that it doesn't matter what the akira and what the anochet takes place. There has to be akira and anochet, but where it takes place, it doesn't matter. Because the mere shita is that the reason it's not that akira is itself the essential ingredient. If there is no akira and anoche, so then it's not itzoy. But it's not a chitzoy bikach without being geikel and without being maniach. But the essential thing is the avored al damis. So mele, but there has to be akira and anoche. It doesn't matter where the akira and anoche is. Now, obviously, I mean, that goes without saying. That even Rabbi Zalman couldn't argue according to the Meiri that the etzem crossing and passing in Talad Ames in the Shes Rabim is not an essential ingredient in Ma'is Aveire. That the Ma'is Aveire consists only of making an akira mitchilas dalet na nochel esev dalet. Rabbi Zalman could say that in the other Rishonim, but he certainly could not say it in the Meiri, because according to the Meiri, this is the essential thing, nothing else. I mean, even Akira and Anoche is only like itnai according to the Miri, because it's not the Rechitzoye Bikach. So of course, the Miri, we certainly have to say the Lomdes of Reb Chaim. Now, so according to the Miri Shite, so there is a big difference between the Miri Shite and Teisa Shite. The Nafkimine would be Mavim Shayochid Lin Shayochid Arshis Rabim and less than Dalad Ames, according to Teisa Zor B'chayim, it's a special Chiyuv, and according to the Miri will be Potter, because it's not a special Chiyuv, it's the same Chiyuv as Dalad Ames. So Memele, now the Miri mentions that in regard to Yitzoy as well, to Zrik as well. In regard to Avore, the Miri discusses that in the Mechidush HaMiri Yam Suket Av Mem Gimel. But in regard to Zrike, he mentions it here. Zeshekosav Bizeirik, now that is that's not our own bit. Zeshekosav Bizeirik, which is Rabbi, which is Rabbi, which is Yochi Benza, Shu Potter, Dafke. בשין שיר דל דם של קושי שלו שסרב ושקור ועם הוא מח צול שיוח את זה וזור ושסרב שכנג ועם הוא מח צודר ושיוח את זה אבו זור הקמס בין בית שרשוי יש חייב משמצים את הבאה מיל שסרב שרשוי יש מסתרפליס הוי ובו ימוך הכי בינתי וכל שקו במה ושתי עמד ושסרב עם זה ונכנס לו שזה יוחד ולא ינוך ועבר שתי עמד ושסרב שכנג ושחייב ומייתו אין צורך למה I mean, it's needless to be mentioned. It's such a double posture, they call it. ומיאתו אין צורך למה, בזירק משוס היוחד לשוס היוחד, ושוס הרבים באמצע, שאם הויו בשוס הרבים, שבאמצע דלת אמס חיים. So he mentions that the הלוכה, not only vis-a-vis, not only vis-a-vis, מביאו משוס היוחד לשוס היוחד לשוס הרבים, but also זירק. Now, but there is a machlekes by Zerik, there is a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Olam. So only Rabbi Akiva says Zerik mishayochid mishayochid. Shusarabim beemtza Yisrael, because Putkes sheichadam yeh. But Rabbi Olam says he's poter, so the Miri says, the Rabbi Olam says he's poter if there is no Dalet Ames. Zerik mishayochid mishayochid mishayochid, and it didn't pass Dalet Ames in the Rishis Rabim. It passed one Amen in the Rishis Rabim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he's still chayim. Masha'in kein zirik mishayochid mishayochid derech shesarabim and it pens dalad amas shesarabim, then it's a chiyub of zirik dalad amas shesarabim, because it doesn't matter what anochi. That's the shita of the Miri. So of course, according to the Miri, it goes without saying that it's a, that the dalad amas, the etzem passing of dalad amas, is the essential thing. Is the essential thing. Now, so we, according to the Miri, we are forced to say that when the Gemara, when Rav Lezer says, "Amitzi maso lemaylo maso chayev shechino yomaso b'nikos," so it's not as we said in the Teisves, the Pshat in Teisves, the last Teisves in Azirik, that the whole effect of the Yalfuse of maso b'nikos is ligabe da anoche, that even though da anoche was lemaylo maso, so is chayev. is Ligabi Anochet. This is Madaso. I mean, as we said, in respect to the Teisves Dafches in Shabbos. As far as Teisves, the last Teisves Nazirik is concerned, so it says both things. But as we said, in respect to the Teisves in Shabbos Dafches, that it's Ligabi Anochet. Because according to the Miri, why do we have to resort to Yalfuse from Maset Nikos? That even though the Anoche is L'mayla Miyud is still Chayev. No, the Anoche is not important where the Anoche is. The Anoche can even be in the Carmelis, as long as there is Avoret Aledames. So what is the whole purpose of the Alfuse according to the Miri? We must say, the whole purpose of the Alfuse Shechino Imas of Nikos is that even though the Etzem Avore, he was Mavi L'mayla Miyud, but it's considered as limatam yud, as tesves, as the last tesves in Azirik says. So that's only shayach in Mavia. So that's the alfusi of Masab Nikos, but by Zeirik not, because by Zeirik, so he, since he wasn't Mavia Bigufe, Biyode, so the Mela, that means that the Etzem Avore was not in Rishis Arabim. So according to the Miri now, the Miri also explains the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Tzadik tes like Rashi, that the Mishnah deals with Aladames Mitzumtzomim. Now, and according to the Miri, we certainly have to say, like the Lomdes of Reb Chaim, so Memele, the question arises, why does the Miri himself say in explaining the Mishneh of Hazirik Abahamez Bekeser Lemailam Asor Tvochim, Ikizirik Be'avir, because the Anoche is Lemailam Yud, but apart from that reason, if it's Mitzum Tzomeis, so the Etzem crossing was Lemailam Yud, the answer is Inachaname. In the case of the Aladames Mitzum Tzomeis, so then there are two reasons as to why he's brought there. But sometimes the Mishnah can also deal with not Mitzum Tzomeis as well. And with not Mitzum Tzomeis, we can visualize a case where the Etzem crossing, the Etzem passing, was Lemailam Yud, was Lematam Yud, and then as it reached the destination, the Kesel, so it ascended and it rested L'mailam Yud. So in such a case, the only reason as to why he's Potter is because the Anoche is L'mailam Yud. Now we have to say like this. Now, all right. Oh, so the Gemara has the kash. What did I say? Daldam is kesel ma'al miyut vachin yisrik ba'avi, or matam yisrik vachin yisrik boret, ba'azirik boret daldam is chayev, storik daldam is b'shus rab, minolim dim chayev, or merab yashe, shechein. Erge yiriyeis, zeir kimachtei en zela zeh. Erge machtei lomelu, I mean those who are engaged in weaving, why do they need the machti? I mean, it wasn't necessary to resort to machti in the process of weaving as such. Elo shechein teifri yiris, those who are sewing the yiris, so they needed, they of course used machti needles. Teifri yiris, zirik machtein zelaze, vidil megabahato, dava yasin. Maybe they were close to one another, so maybe it wasn't necessary to throw a distance of the Aladames. So the Gemara says no. The Tarzan says it's impossible that they were set close to one another, because then if they set close to one another, so when they stretched out the needle with the thread, they would strike each other. Mote hadoli b'machtin, so they had to be removed from each other. Otherwise, they would collide with each other. So the Gemara says, no, they couldn't sit mamish in contact with each other, because then they would necessarily, the needles would collide with each other as they stretch it out. But they could have sat very close to each other within a distance less than the Aladames. אלו אמר רב חיסדא, שכני רגירי איזה חן, בוך יבירי. In other words, because those who are weaving, who are engaged in weaving the yiriyeis, the curtains, so many times they were accustomed to throw the heddle, the glue to the curtain. Vale eight biyode, so then the dice staff remained in the hand, so melee it's still eight biyode. So the Gemara says binischa basre, the last manipulation. Vob mokim ptuka azle. So mele, so that's not a meloche. Elo shechein irgi yiriyis zirkin buchya lishayali. And those who wanted to borrow the heddle, the vertical cords, you see, from them, so they had to throw it to them. Vidil megabe hadro. Then we ask again, maybe, so those who borrowed, so were not daladamis, this was removed. So the Gemara says, "Mote hadodi bechafis." In other words, if they had been next to each other, so then they would again strike each other on the border when igabaya haviyasim magin yodeshal zel ze biswas ayriye kishemetrin chutar. So vidil meshal chufe havi mishal chave. Maybe they were sitting not in a straight line, but in a zigzag position, so mimele, they didn't have to collide with each other, even though they were sitting close to each other, because if, let's say, one person sits here, another person sits in a straight line next to him, so then you would have to strike each other. But if he sits at a tangent, at an angle, so he wouldn't have to strike each other. Shall maybe they set zigzag? And why do you say that some of the Jews in the Midbar used to borrow the buchya, the heddle, from another? Vatanya Ludi Ishish Mimlachte Asheremaisi Mimlachte Veineise Mimlaches Chavere Visu Mavad Aladame Vishus Rabbin El Mechayev El Kol Daladame Vishus Rabbin Gemore Gmirlo. So that's the maskon of the Gemore, it's Aloch Alameshim Sinai. Now, Omar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Mikay Sheish Maverav Meiz Beshus Rabim Havi, Masnit Etone Telishav, Ravache Bayakev Omar Ma'amer Havi, Lemay Nafkimin El Chid Rav, the Omar Rav Motzosi Migil Aston, Birav Chie, and we had it in the first parak, Vichosu Bei Isi Ben Yehude, Isi Ben Yehude, Imeir Ovis Meloches Aboim Chosar Achas, Vinechayv El Achas, Achas Visloi, Vatnan Ovis Melochem Aboim Chosar Achas, Vavinum Bomiyon El Omali, Vomar Rav Yechen Shimosim Kulum Bel Machaor, Chayev al kolachas vachas, Eimein chayev al achas men. So Rav Yudeh, Pshitalei di Mavi chayev. So the Sofik is only in all the Adam Loches other than Mavi, but Mavi is certainly chayev skile. Umasni se Pshitalei di Telish chayev. V'Rav, Ravach v'Yakev Pshitalei Mame chayev. Mar Sova homi is lemisabke. Because whatever Meloche the Mekeshish did, that certainly comes within the Chiyuv Misi. Umar Sova homi is lemisabke. Now we saw, at that time, the thesis says that the Sofik is only in regard to the Chiyuv Skile, but there is no Sofik in regard to the Chiyuv Kores and Chatos. Masha'in kinderach here, and our Gemore, it's on the next tab, so he says that the Sofik is also in regard to the Isa Kores. So, but the Rach will also be made that as far as the love of Lisasikol Melocho is concerned, so it certainly applies to all the Lamites Melochis. But there is, according to the Rach, so Yisim Yudei is saying, there is one Meloche for which there is no Chiyuv. We're up to the Gemara, Tune Rabbonon, Tafsarik Vavam Beis. Mikesh is a Slofot. Vicheinu Eime Yavayil Ne Yisroel Bamid Borayim Tzu Eish. Mikesh is Eitzi. Ulaalu Eime Ravinu Meiz Bamid Borayim. Mala halon slofot afkan slofot. Now, so it is mentioned, that Now it's mentioned Avinu meis b'midbar v'ulo hoyo b'seich l'edo ha'miyodim al adishem b'araskirach ki v'chete meis uvonim l'hoyo lei. So now, so it's mentioned in the Torah b'feirash that he committed a certain avera. It's not that he was completely innocent. It's lofot. So Rabbi Akiva says that what's the pshat b'chete meis? B'chete meis? That means because he was the Mekeshi Sheit. So, Dibur Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Yudu Ben Pseire, Akiva, Ben Kach Ben Kach, Ato Osid Witness Adin. Im Kitvo Recho, suppose it's true that he was the Mekeshi Sheit, but the Torah didn't spell out the name of the Mekeshi Sheit. So why should you mention it? Hatila Kisosei Vato Megala Isi. Vim Lav, if it's not true, then let's love Chot was the Mekeshi Sheit, Ato Meitzila Adala Isi Tzadik. And even though it's mentioned explicitly in the Torah that the Chatemeis, that he was not completely innocent, but there is a big difference between an Aviro Kalo and an Aviro Chmura. So he's still a Meitzilas. Ve'aloho Goma Gzereshove. So Gzereshove loy Goma. So Rashi says, Ve'aloho Goma Gzereshove, Vimkin Likisa Teiro. The Havalikim Foresh, Umishane Rabbi Yudim Seir Eloi Gomor, Veino Dom Don Gzira Shove Matz, Ve Elo. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudim, so Rashi explains, Gzira Shove Eloi Gomor, that means that Rabbi Yudim Seir did not deduce the Gzira Shove. In other words, he wasn't Mikablet, and Eino Dom Don Gzira Shove Matz me. So Memele, he did not deduce that Gzereshov. So according to Rashi, what does it mean Gzereshov Ligomar? Who is Ligomar? Rabbi Yudim Mpseire, not Rabbi Akiva. Now, so Teisves also explained it like Rashi, because Teisves says Grim Teimar Viligmam Rabbi Akiva Shehu Kiblo Mirabe, Veim Rabbi Netam Shoyelom Mikabole Mien Gzereshov Shebechol Atere Vizu Iso Yisir Al Achesh Lifichoch. So we see that Tesis agrees with Rashi's pshat that when the Gemara says Gzereshov Ligomar, it means that Rabbi Yudim Ben Seira was not Mikabel, not that Rabbi Akiva wasn't Mikabel, but the Oruch, he says no, that Gzereshov Ligomar means that even Rabbi Akiva had no Kabbalah. So Mele, there was no Kashi of Tesis Lidman Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva's Gzereshov itself was not based upon any Kabbalah. All right. Elo mehichave, but the Torah spells out kivichetilei, so he did commit a certain avera. So the Gemara says meapilohave. He was one of the meapli. So in other words, we see from this Gemara it seems. I mean, this is, as a matter of fact, I think that there is a machlekes rishenim in Ksuves. I don't know at the moment. I mean, who are the Rishenim? But it's in the Shin Kobetzes in Ksuves. There is a Machlekes Rishenim in regard to Cheskas Kashres. So there is a loche. You have to remind me that every person in Cheskas Kashres. Now suppose you know that a certain person committed an avera. But the question is, that's established that committed an avera. But it could be in one of two ways. The avera could have been an avera kalo, and the avera could have been an avera chmur. In other words, we know that she was mizane b'mezit. But question is, was she mizane b'mezit before she was an eshishish, or she was mizane b'mezit after she was an eshishish? So I think that there is a machlekes rishenim in Ksuves, whether we can say cheskes kashres in such a case. So there are some rishonim who say we cannot say cheskes kashres, because when can you apply cheskes kashres if the question is did a person commit an avera or did not commit an avera? So we say, he didn't commit the avera. But if we know that he committed the avera, and we know that he committed avera b'mezit, if it's a question whether b'mezit or b'sheigik, then all rishonim agree that we have to be maimid b'cheskes kashres and say that the person didn't b'sheigik rather than b'mezit. But if we know that avera was done b'mezit, but the question is, was it done in such a way that the intensity of the avera is reduced, or what is done in avera in such a way, the avera was done in such a way that it's an avera chmur. In other words, whether it was done before she became an eshishish or after she became an eshishish. So some rishonim say that we do apply the concept of cheskes kashres, and some rishonim say that we don't apply the concept of cheskes kashres. We don't apply the concept of cheskes kashres. The pshat is as follows. What is the aloche of cheskes kashres? There is a machlekes rishonim in ksuves. I couldn't find it right now because the Shin Kopetzes in Ksuves is so bulky. I mean, it's not easy to find it. But I haven't seen it, I mean, for many years. But there is such a machlekes rishonim, Shin Kopetzes in Ksuves. So the pshat in that machlekes rishonim is probably in this question. What is the basis of cheskes kashres? So we could say that cheskes kashres is based upon the halacha of chazok demikor, just as there is a halacha that if we know that heretofore a woman was a pnuyo, so until it is established that the status quo is changed, so we presume that the status quo continues. If, let's say, she is an ishishish, so then if we know that she is mukadeshes, so then we say, the question is, maybe she was divorced, so we apply a chazoke. Chazoke de mikore. If before she was an ishishish, so she's becheskas ishishish. Unless it is shown that the status quo was changed. So maybe we could say that cheskes kashres is also based upon chazoke de mikore. Chazoke de mikore, in other words, every person is born a tzaddik. Asil man tineki shel bisraban yinki shodayim shaloi poshu. Tineki shel bisraban shaloi chotu. So, Mimele, if the question arises, did a person commit an avera or not? So he has a chazok in the mikore that he did not commit the avera. So we apply this halach. So Mimele, it's only shayach if the question is whether the person committed the avera or did not commit the avera. So did not commit the avera. So we apply the concept of chazok in the mikore. So even in a case where the avera was done, and the question is, was it done b'sheik or done b'mezit, then all rishonim agree that we apply the concept of cheskes kashres. Because if a person does an avera b'sheik, he's only a chete, he's not a roshe. But if he does an avera b'mezit, he's a roshe. Any avera is a roshe. A certain kind of a roshe is not possible, but that doesn't mean that if it's an avera sheim b'malkes, he's not a roshe. He's a roshe even if it's an avera sheim b'malkes. The Loshna HaGmore in Yevomes is Elo Me'ato. The Gemore says Kolam Kayim Dim Rachomim Nikro Kodesh. So the Gemore is the Kashe Elo Me'ato Mi She'ini Mekayim Dim Rachomim Kodesh Udo Lemikre Roshe Nana Lemikre Beat Me Up. So in other words, so any Avira B'mezit gives a person Ishem Rosh. So Mimele, even in a case where the person did an Avira and the question is whether he did it B'sheik or he did it B'mezit, so we apply the concept of cheskes kashres, since he wasn't born not a roshe, so we have to assume that this non-roshe status continues. So it's part and parcel of the general principle of chazok de mikore. But we could say that there is a special chazok of cheskes kashres. It's not necessarily based upon chazok de mikore. Apparently, on that point is the machlekes between the rishonim. Those rishonim who say that when can we apply cheskes kashres only when the question is whether the person did an avera b'mezit or did not do an avera b'mezit. But if he certainly did an avera b'mezit, and the question is it kalo chmuro, Was she mizane while she was a pnuyo, or was she mizane while she was in a shishish? So maybe we cannot apply if we say that the whole halacha of chazkas kashres is based upon the principle of chazoka de mikore, because a person is born a non-roshe. So maybe, so we have to say that the status of non-roshe continues until it is shown that it changed. But in the case where we know it did aver b'meizit, she did aver b'meizit, was it znus of ipnuy or was it znus of ishishish? So it's a question of chaymer or isa, of chaymer or isa. But you cannot say that the status, the chazok and the mikore of non roshe continues because she's a roshe or a mashas, whatever you like to call her. So anyway, so that's the shita of the Rishenim who say that if we know that the person did avere, but the question is whether it's kalo or chmuro, we don't apply chazkas kashras. However, the Rishenim who say that we apply the concept of chazkas kashras even if we know it is beyond the shadow of a doubt that the person did avere. But the question is it kalo or chmuro? We still apply chazkas kashras. So they say that there is a special halacha of chazkas kashras, like chazokin and peri abzeres mani. So there is a chazoke that a person is not a roshe, and even if we know that he is a roshe, but he's not such a roshe. Now, so according to the Rishenim, that who hold that there is no concept of cheskas kashres, if we know that a person did an avere, there is a concept of cheskas kashres, even if we know that a person did avere. But it's a question of kaloch muro, so you understand as to why Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says to Rabbi Akiva, how can you be cheshed b'ksheirim? And we see, I mean, that it's based upon cheshed b'ksheirim. You see, because the Gemara mentions that. So, but after all, the Torah doesn't spell it out, but the Torah does spell out b'chetileis. And what does he say? Elomei chahave miapil. All right, that was also an aver. I mean, miapil. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Am I killing?" He told them, "Tishlach." Vayim Moshe Lomo Zehatoyid v'Nespiyad Hashem v'Yilitzloch. One second. So we understand because any day me chilu shabbos. The avera committed by the kishay team to the avera of the mapilim was also an avera. But how about the Rishenim who say that there is no cheskas kashres once we know that the person did avere? So just as he tines against Rav Akiva, he should tine against himself too. Why does he say El meicha avim mi'apilu avim? So it could be that if his avere consisted in that he was of the mapilim who tried to go up the mountain, you know, to be Kevish Eretz Yisrael, the Mapilim, so then the Avere could have been done b'shegig. Because, as a matter of fact, it's mentioned in the Torah in Shlach, Vayashkimu v'abeikea, Vaydaber meishas advorim o'ele, el kol bni Yisrael, vayisablu o'om mi'eit. Vayashkimu v'abeikea, vayalu el reishe o'ol eimeir, hinenu v'olinu el amokim, asher omar adishem katon. That was, something in the spirit of they did not have, they did not do tshuva properly. But if they would do tshuva properly, so then they won't even mosa to be mapil. But they made a mistake, because it's hiloy sitzloch. Because it's hiloy sitzloch. That was the gzeira makodesh baruch hu, that it should be loy sitzloch, not because they didn't do tshuva properly. So memeila they went ahead, and vayapilu. So the Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Al talu, kein ad Hashem bekir bechem, v'lo itinok v'lifnei veichem, ki amoleki v'aknani shom lifneichem unefaltem bechorev, ki al kein shavtem achi ad Hashem v'li ad Hashem imochem." So they assumed that the reason is why Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Loma ze ato evrim espi ad Hashem v'hili sitzloch," because they didn't do tshuva properly, and they decided to do tshuva properly, so they thought that it would be heta. But they made a mistake, the mapili. It had nothing to do with the proper tshuva, not even though they did tshuva properly, but that was exere makodesh baruch hu v'hilu sitzloch, and because of that they were also to be mapili. So v'yapilu la'alis v'reisho v'arem pris adishem u'meishe lo'imoshu mikarav ha'machne. So vayirad amoleki vaknayin ayishiv v'arahu v'yakum v'yaktum adachomo. So in other words, so the mapilim were even the aveir b'shegik. So in Mele we can still apply the concept of cheskes kashres. That's why, even according to Rishenim, we say that there is no cheskes kashres if it is established that the person did the aveir, and the question is it kalo or chmuro? But in this case, it's a question of an avere, b'shegeik or b'meizid, because in the case she was b'meizid, and the mapilim was b'shegeik. All right. Kayitze b'dovar ateim here. Vayichar Rav Hashem bom vayilech melamed shafari nitzdar. Diver Rabbi Akiva. Omalei Rabbi Yehuda b'mseire Akiva b'in kach u'b'in kach ato osid litenes adin. Im kidvorecho hatiro kisosi. Kisosi v'ato migalo isi. Because if Aaron was Nistare, it was Nistare as an Einish for Averes. So Mela, you are it's so as last. It's as last. Well, Aksiv Bom, Hahu bin Zife Biao Tanya Kimandoma Rafarin Nistare, the Siva Yifen Aaron and Miriam, Vini Mitzaras, Tona Shepono Mitzarate. So, in other words, so it cleared, but he was for a while. He was also mitzir. Omar Rishlok, hacheshet b'ksheirim leike b'guf, dichseiv v'hein lo yaminu, v'gal yekame kuchibrichu d'mehemne Yisrael. Omar lei, hei maminim ne maminim, v'ato ein seif chol ha'amin. Hei maminim dichseiv, v'yameinu, ne maminim v'emim b'adishem. Ato ein seif chol ha'amin, shenema yan lo yamante. ממאי דלוקו דכסיב, ואים רד השם לא יועיד הו בניות חו בחקר. אומר רובה מיתם רבי יסי ברב חנינה, מדיטיבו ממהרס לובי מן אספרוניאס. דילו מן אספרוניאס כסיב היציאו, וניודי מצורס כשלק. וילו מדיטיבו כסיב היציאו מחייקי ונשובו כפסורי, מחייקי יהודי שובו כפסורי. ואיב למטה ארין אסמתי סום, אומר רב לזה הנס בסכנס. אוי. נאמר שוס היוחי לשוס היוחית. דרך ישוס הרבי. בואי הרבי, למטו מעשור פליג, דמחלקס ביטוין רב עקיבן דרבונון איזם ויגעתו למטו מעשור. ובהו פליג, דמעשור ואמרינון קלוטו כמישהונך, ומעשור ולא ימרינון קלוטו כמישהונך, אבל למעלה מעשור דברי הכל פותר, ולא ילפינון זרק ממשית, אוי דילמו למעלה מעשור פליג, ובהו פליג, די מאוס אבער יאלפינען זייך ממייש און מאוס אבער לו יאלפינען זייך ממייש אבל אין מאט מיוד די וואקל חייב מיי טיימע קלוט אויך מיש און חדם יא קלוט אויך מיש און חדם יא אומער רב יייסע האמילס די בויער רפריז דע פאשטן לי רבם נו נמו נשע יוח ידלש יוח יוחיד וייב בישוס רבי מעצמו רב עקיבא מחייב וחכום עם פייטרין בדיקו מר בשוס הרבי מעצמו פשיטה למטו מעשור הפלי ובמאי אילה עם בימה אוויר Limatomas, Bimavia, so Limatomas, so the Machayev, Limatom Yudloy Machayev, Vomar Blazer, Amitzi Maso, Milomaso, Chayev, Shechimas of Nikos. So from this Gemara, Tesis deduces the Aloche that Mavia, Mishis Ayochid, Lishis Ayochid, Derechis Arabim, is Chayev, and because of Mas of Nikos. So we learn that. So it's a Gemara Meforeshis. But still, the Arishenim, the Rashba is Chelek, the Rashba is Chelek, and it appears that the Rambam is Chelek. So, Anteisves, but it's a Gemara Meforesh. So the Rashba here, and our Gemara. So he says, he explains the Gemara as follows. He says, Uvimai, Uvimai, Ilim Bimavi. So he says here, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid. ואיבה בשביל הרבי מעצמו רבי עקיבא מחייב וחכומים פייטר חכומים פייטר so מי דקומה בשביל הרבי מעצמו פשיטה למטה מעשור פליגה ובמאי אילי מבימה ו so since רבי עקיבא if we say that it has reference to the case of מאוויר and רבי עקיבא spells it out and he says that he is חייב so obviously So we must say that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Ben Azai, that Malach is getting Medome. Otherwise, why should it be Chayev? In other words, just the reverse of Teisa Shite. Because if Rabbi Akiva does not agree with Ben Azai, so Mimele, why should it be Chayev? There is a Chiyuv when one is Meitzi, Meshiz Ayochid, Meshiz Ram, Meshiz Ram, Meshiz Ayochid, not Meshiz Ayochid, Meshiz Ayochid, Meicha Teise. Meicha Teise. So how can Rabbi Akiva say, How can Rabbi Akiva say that he's chayev if we assume that Rabbi Akiva has reference to Mavir? So then we must come to the conclusion, if Rabbi Akiva says mechayev by Mavir, so you must come to the inescapable conclusion that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Ben Azai. Now if he agrees with Ben Azai, so Mimele, he's chayev because of Meitzi, Mishus HaYochid Mishus HaRabi, because Mehalakei Medome. So as he passes through the Rishus Arabim, before he enters the other Rishus Ayochid. So he already made a stop, because Mahalach at every footstep he makes it. So at the first footstep that he makes in the Rishus Arabim, after he crosses the border of the first Rishus Ayochid, so he's already Chayev. So then the question arises, why only Lemato Me'aso, even Lemailo Me'aso? This is the Pshat in the Gemara, according to the Rashba. And now Gemara, the Rashba says, But since Rabbi Akiva has reference to Mavir, so then you must say that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Ben Azai. And if he agrees with Ben Azai, so even Lemayel Masor should be Mechuyev. V'omer Rabbi Elazar Amitzi Masor Lemayel Masor Chayev Shechi Masav Nikos Elo Lav Vizirek Ulmato Masor Udi Mechayev למייל מסור או למחייב שמע מינו ביקלוטו כשהוא חופליגה שמע מינו רצי דרש ויאלפין הזרק מראשית Now, the lotion of Rashi in regard ויפילו אליס שלו יושיע כל כך כחילו שבס So, from this Rashi it's mashma that it's not that that Rabbi Yudim Emseire holds that the Mapilim were either the Dvar Hashem Bisheyik because then Rashi should say Shel Yichotu Ale Bisheyik he says Shel Yoshia Kol Kach Kechil Shabbos so in other words so it's Mashma from the Lashon of Rashi that the Mapilim were also Mizirim they're also Mizirim he prefers to attribute the avera of the mapilim to tzlofchot rather than the avera of chil shabbos. Why? Because the avera of the mapilim is not as chomor as the avera of chil shabbos. So apparently Rashi Shite is like the Rishenim that there is an inyan of cheskes kashres. That the aloha of cheskes kashres applies even if we know that a person did a certain avera b'mezid. But the question is it an avera kalo, is it an avera chmuro? We still apply the concept of cheskes kashres. Das war Rashi. Right now. Weil wir auch viele Zerik mit Meishit. Viele Zerik mit Meishit. Schohojo ba'avir es alvim, lemailo ma'asorom, ish zayochi, 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 ויסייף רבקי ויאליף, ויסייף רבונו כאמור ואיבה גרסינו, משוס היוחיד לשוס היוחיד ואיבה בשוס הרב עצמו ולא יגרסינו מראי שעזריק ויאמר רב לזה במצניע ויאליף ממעשה בניקו, זה יורי אלו לב בזריק מהר מסליטי כי מסליטי, וכתונו בברייס עצמו ובואו דמחייב רבקי ומשום נניק לטוב באוויר של שוס הרב אורייט, נאו So the Gemara says, so plige the Rav Chelke yabatu vie. So what Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef says that plige the Rav Lozman, plige the Rav Lozman. What Rav Yosef says that the machloikes between Rav Akiva and the Rabbono is in regard to the Mato Maso, but the Mato Maso even Rav Akiva is made that he is potter. Zerik mishayoch mishayoch ida rishus rab mamal masor rab akiva is made his potter because we are finan zerik mameishit so rab yisef is chilek ha rab lozo the omar rab lozo mechaye voyo rab akiva afilu mamal miyut vahay diktone rishus rab im atzmo lidiyacho keichon di rabonon keichon di rabonon so in other words sekori te rab lozo So the machleikis between Rav Akiva and Rabbonon is lemaila miyud, and the machleikis is whether it's yalfinon zeirik mimeishit or not. Then the Gemara says, "Upliget Rav Chelke baratuvie." Dom Rav Chelke baratuvie teich shleishot divrei hakol chayev lemaila masoro divrei hakol poter midgimu vad yud bonu lemachleikis Rav Akiva and Rabbonon. So Rav Chelke Batuvia says that if it's Teich Shleisho, then Divrei Hakel Chai. So even the Rabbono. So Zerik Mishus Hayochid Lishus Hayochid. Derech Lishus Harabi. Let's say he threw a ball. Mishus Hayochid Lishus Hayochid. But the ball passed above the Karka within Gimul Tvochim from the Karka. So then in such a case, even the Rabbono will agree that he's Chai. Because of the aloche of lovot, because the aloche of lovot. So, the lemaylo masoro divrei hakel poter. So, if the ball passed lemaylo masoro, so even Rav Akiva will be made that is poter. Nikimu vadyud ponu machlekes Rav Akiva rabbonon. Tanya mehoche biseir gimul divrei hakel chayev lemaylo miyud eini yalo mishim shvus. So it's only Osea Med Rabbonon. Vimo Yorishu Yishalei. So then there is no Yisra Rabbonon either because then the whole Yisra Rabbonon is an Yisra Rabbonon of Chos Hashin Mereves. But if it is Rishu Yishalei, then it's a Chos Hashin Mereves. So in the middle there is no Yisra Rabbonon. Mikimu Vahasor, Rabbaki Vemechayev, Vachachomim Petrin. Now, So Rav Chelke Batuvia says that Teich Shleisho Divrei Hakel Chayev. Teich Shleisho Divrei Hakel Chayev. Why? Because Kol Poches Migimul Kares Michte Dami. So it's considered as if it had been on the Karka. Now, Rove says, Daf Kuf, Teich Gimul Rabbonon Tzorech Hanoche Al Gabi Mashu. In other words, the Teir Gimul, according to the Rabbonon of Rav Akiva, who reject the concept of Klutek Mishuncha Damye, so even Teir Gimul, there has to be Hanoch Al Gabi Mashu. In other words, it's not required that there should be Hanoch Al Mokim Choshev Dal Dal Dalet, because Teir Gimul is Garis Michta Damye, so we have a Dalet more than Dalet Dalet, but it has to be in a state of rest for one moment. Now there are two Gersois here in the Gemara Daf Kuf Omid Aleph, the second line from the end of the Omid. One Gersi is Toyer Gimel Rabbonon. Toyer Gimel, I mean, the core mentions the Dafpei, I mean, the two Gersoyes. But the same Gersoyes we have Dafkuf also. So, one Gersi is Toyer Gimel Rabbonon, Tzorech Hanoch Al Gabi Mashu. That's the Gersi we have in our text. And then there is another Gersi, Toyer Gimel Rabbonon, Tzorech Hanoche Mashu. There is a fundamental difference between the two Gersoyes. If we are Gereis, Teir Gimel Lerabonon is Tzorich Hanoche Mashu, so then it doesn't have to rely on something tangible. Suppose for some reason, it will remain suspended, Eimid Bavir, Teir Gimel, for a split second, for some reason. Because, I mean, this could happen as a result of the balance of the forces. So, suppose for a split second, it will, in the avir, so it will stand for a split second. So then he'll be high. But according to the Girse of Teir Gimel Lerabono, Tzorich Hanoche Al Gabi Mashu, so it has to rest on something. Even if it will rest on a chip, on a small kone, that does not have Dalet Al Dalet, so it's also Hanoche. But suppose it's Orzose Yoruach, because of the balance of the forces, so for a split second it will stand there, it will be suspended. Since we spend it, so then it's not considered Hanoche. Oh, that's another question. Anyway, Rove, so there are two Gersoyes, and the Machlokes Rishonim and Dedi, the Pshat in Rove. But Rove says that even Teir Gimel, Lerabonon Yitzor Hanoch Al Gabi Mashu. Now here, Rav Chelki Batuvie, and the Brise confirms it. Rav Chelki Batuvie says, Teir Shleisha Divir Hakel Chayim. So, does it mean that Rav Chelki Batuvie is Chilik on Rove? Rove is Chilik on Rav Chelki Batuvie. Rove is Chilik on Rav Chelki Batuvie. And even though, but they will ask the Kashe, how can Rove b'chilik and Chafchelke b'atuvie? But the Gemara says here, Tanya namohoche, b'seir gimul divrei hakol chaye. So how can Rove b'chilik and the Braise? So that's Teisves Kashe, Davkuf. So in Orzose Yoruach. So Teisves says that there is another Braise, Orzose Yoruach, Mashu. Orzose Yoruach, Mashu. So in other words, so there is a machlekes abraises. So that's teisveshite. So teisveshite is that there is a machlekes between Rav Chelki Batuvi and Rovi. So Rav Chelki Batuvi holds that even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, agree that Teir Gimel. So it's not necessary to have Hanoch. It's not necessary to have Hanoch for a moment. Whereas Rove, even Toyer Gimel, so requires Hanoch for a moment. He requires Hanoch for a moment. This is Teisveshite. The Meiri and our Gemore, he says that there is no machlekes between Rav Chelki Batuvie and Rove. So when Rav Chelki Batuvi says that Teir Shleisha Divrei Hakel Chayev, he means Divrei Hakel Chayev if it was noch mashu. But if it wasn't noch mashu, so they're not. So what's the difference between Teir Shleisha and Lemailo Mishleisha? The answer is this: Lemailo Mishleisha, even if it will be noch mashu, but let's say it will be noch mashu on a chip that is not dalet al dalet. So it'll still, he'll still be pota. Mashein kein. If it's Teir Shleisha and if there is noch mashu, whether mashu means that it has to be upon something mashu or noch mashu for a second, for a split second, so then he's chayim. So there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Meiri, whether Rav Chelki Batuvi is chilik on Rove. Oh, he's not chilek on Rove. All right, now, Obama, im hoyo rishui shaloi, is muta. Leimet evet yufte derav, di itma. שני פוטים בשני צידי רשוס הרבי. רבי ברבוני אומר רב, אוסר לזרק מזה לזה. ושמואל אומר, מותר לזרק זה מזה מזה. מותר לזרק זה מזה. So it's a kasha against Rab. So he says that that it's osa lisreik mize mize. So v'lav miyuk kim nelayi kein de midlechad umitzechad. That one bais is on a higher level, is on an upper level, and the other bais across is on a lower level. So the zimni nofal v'osa lasui. The Zimni Nofal was Lasui. So that's why Rav is Geizia. But if they are on the same level, then Rav is made that it's Muta. Now let's see the Rashi. I'm thinking Rav Chel ki hod Rav Leza. Teh shlesh li vahakal chayil. Vahafal gav doli noch. Meide. Gechimun ardoni. So in other words, so we see that Rashi is like Teisvis. Not like the Meir, that according that Rav Chelke Batuvia is chilek on Rav, on Rav. But only Alfinu Zerik Meish. But no machlekes. We include the Kemishiunch, Mishim Shvu Shezorat Meshusei Meshus Chaveri. We love Mishim Shevsek Meshus Rabim. Do Adin Name Moisa Etzlei. Atchiyav Vi Moyushteyen or Yeshu Yishaloi is Mutachatchil. Also, Lizrik Mizel Zel Afilu In Shalei. Di Mishalish. So in other words, so that's a special Isa. It's not because of Chotz Hashem Revis. V'afil in Shalei, di Mishalei Shal Chavir, la Avishor Shmuel. So if it's Mishalei Shal Chavir, then it involves the Yisea of Chotz Hashem Revis. So Shmuel would be Chilek. Lav Mirkim Nebei Rav Nimid Lachad U'mitzachad. Di Mikterkach Tzorich La'amin Yodi B'Gavei Oli Nomuch. Oy Minomuch L'Gavei Historit Bo. So there is a Gzeire. V'idim Lizorik Al Agag. V'neif L'Rishus Arabi. So the Loshna Gmori is with Midlechad Mitzechad is in the Nofal. And then the Gemara says Vos Lasuye. So the question is, why does the Gemara have to say Vos Lasuye? Let the Gemara let it suffice. The Zimni Nofal. So he says, no. Vidim Uzor Novdosh Vos Lasuye. Loch and Okad Vos Lasuye. The Ilumishim Nefilash Rosh Yisarabi. Because if not for the possibility, maybe he will carry it. He'll forget and he'll carry it in the Rishus Rabin. Bikavone. So just because his aim was not fulfilled, so then he will have no avere. Because in as much as his kavone, his aim was that it should fall in the other bias, in the other Rishus Ayochid, and unintentionally. So it fell into the Rishus Arabim, so it's not in Melachas Machsheves. So we shouldn't be gazing. Milu mishum nefilas Rishus Arabim like a chiyuv chatos, the misasiku etzel nisoy, lo nischave in lizreik l'Rishus Arabim. All right, so the gzeira is, maybe once it falls into the Rishus Arabim, then he might forget and carry it, bikavone, in the Rishus Arabim. All right. אמר לי רב חיסדה לרב אמנונה ואמר לו רב אמנונה לרב חיסדה מינון מילסה דאמר רבונון כל פוחס מגימול כלוב ודומי כלוב ודומי. So what does Rashi say here? כלוב ודומי כלוב ודומי דירשו שנגבי הגימול בוטי ליצל רשוס הרבי. In other words, the shaila of רב חיסדה did not refer to the general halacha that kol poches migimul, that kol poches migimul is kiares michte dami, kiares michte dami, but it referred to something specific. In other words, that the halacha is that if, let's say, you leave something in the Rishus Arabi that is less than gimul tvochim hai, let's say Eleveino that is less than Gimel Tvachim Hai, that is 2 Tvachim Hai. So then the halacha is that it's not Kevea Rishus Mifnei Atzmei, and it's not Kevea, let's say, Kalmeles, and if it is Dalet or not, Mokim Ptur, if it's less than Dalet, as long, in other words, so if it is less than Gimel Tvachim Ay, so it's not Kiveya Rishut Bifnei Atzmei, and it's bottled in the Rishus Arad. That Leveino. How do we know that? How do we know that? Omalei lifishi efshel in Rishus Arabim shetilokit bimilakit urihit. Now, when we had the Gemara Dav Zayin in Yetzias HaShabbos, so the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizde, Dav Zayin Omer Alev, Omer Rav Chizde, Omer Rav Shir, Omer Rabbe Bashir, Omer Rav Chizde, Leveinu Skuva B'Yishus Rabbi, Vizorak Vitor B'Fonel, Chaye, Al Gabo Pot, Abaye V'Roved Amret Abaye, V'Yuhu Shigavei Ashleish, the Lidar Sel Rabbi, Lidar Sel Rabbi. So he says, V'hu shigavei ashleishim. So, avol hizme v'hige, avol gav de loy givei ashleishim. So it's a mokim tu. It's a mokim tu. This is what Abaye and Rava say. V'chie barav omar, afilu hizme v'hige. Afilu hizme v'hige. Afilu hizme v'hige. So Rashi says, the darso alei b'sandeli. Avol tzei, avol gav de loy givei agin. Avol gav de loy givei a loy darsal. V'ravashe omar afilu tzei. Afilu tzei. So Ravashe says that even tzei that people are not deiris upon, even with their shoes. So if it is less than gimel, high gimel tvochim high, so it's bottled to the Rishus Arad. So it's bottled to the Rishus Arad. Now, so at that time I said that it's possible to explain most Rishenim pasuk like Ravashi. Most Rishenim. There are some Rishenim who do not pasuk like Ravashi. But most Rishenim pasuk like Ravashi. So that means that even tzei that is not handled by Rabbi, even when they wear shoes, so if it is less than gimel, so it's not kivei harishus l'v'atzmei, it doesn't become a mokim p'tur, but it's bottled harishus rabbi. So I said at that time that Ravashi can be explained in two ways. One way is because kol poches mi gimel is a special halacha that it's bottled harishus rabbi, even though it's not handled by anyone. It's not handled by anyone. So that's the machlekes between Abaye, Rove, and Chiye Barav on one hand, and Ravashi on the other end. Because Abaye and Rove and Chiye Barav, they hold that even if it's poches megimel, and if it's not handled at any way by the rabbi, whether they have shoes or they don't have shoes, so Chiye Barav is also made. So Mimele, it's not bottle rishus rabbin, and Ravashi says, kol poches megimel, so it's gares michte damye, so it's bottle rishus rabbin, even though it's not handled at all. But there is another way of explaining Ravashi. That Ravashi also agrees with Chiye Barav and Abaye v'Rove that something cannot become bottled to the Rishus Rabbim if it's not handled by Rabbim altogether. If it's completely not handled by Rabbim, it cannot become bottled to the Rishus Rabbim. It cannot become bottled to the Rishus Rabbim, even if it's poches megimel. But the reason is why Ravashi says that Tzeye poches megimel is bottled to the Rishus Rabbim. True, that say yes, so even people with shoes, they do not step on it. So that means people with shoes do not deliberately step on it. But in Darkon, Shodni Odom Lis Benin Bidrochim, so many times people with shoes, without shoes, might step into it. So it's still Mishtam Shim Berabi. So it's still Mishtam. That's the reason as to why it becomes bottle. But in Ochaname, if it will not be handled by Rabim altogether, so then, even poches megimel, so it will not become bottle. Now, you see, I said at that time that we can explain Ravashi in two ways. But there was no raya from the Rashi of Zion, how Rashi explains it. But there is a raya from the Rashi here. Rashi here says, when he applies the shaile of Rav Chizde, not in regard to the general principle of lovut, so but to a specific case, mino anemilsi, the Omer Rabbonon. Kol poches migimu kilovu dome. So Rashi says the Rishu sheni gavei agimu. So he's bottle like some Rishu Sarabim. So what does he mean? Rishu sheni gavei agimu is bottle like some Sarabim. And according to Rav Ashi, the way you would pass, I mean, there is just one Rishon who doesn't pass like Rav Ashi, but all the other Rishonim pass like Rav Ashi. So Mimele, so we say, so when Rashi says Kelovedom, the Rishu sheni gavei agimu, bottle like some Rishu Sarabim. But later Rishu Sarabim, so he means even according to Rav Ashi, because we pasken all the Rishenim, almost all the Rishenim pasken like Rav Ashi. So that means that he has reference to the aloche that even say poches migimul is but later Rishu Sarabim. Now and then, so he gives the teretz because lifishiyef shalol Rishu Sarabim shetolokid mumlakid lohitne. So it's a raya that the reason as to why Rav Ashi says that even